Okay, now we're on a tour bus. I thought I'd recorded some earlier, but I haven't, so that's okay. And we're at Hamley's toy shop. We've been brought. Yes, and we've been past. How many floors? Six. Seventh floor.
And also a bit of a gadget thing.
Who wants to build a bear and you can go
to Hamley's? And Lego. The ones they did have, and as far as I'm aware they are still there, are of the royal family. They set it up as if it was Kate and Will's wedding. The royal family all overlooking the balcony. And then Pete just around the corner on Hobbit Roses.
Surprised they don't have a royal warrant.
What a shop they're on about. They're still on about Hamley's.
Yeah.
The gadgets are amazing. They've got flying helicopters. They do demos of the flying helicopters. We've been past Broadcasting House, which is absolutely enormous. Been past Abbey Road. Nick Jagger's house and Elton John, the Music Academy. Are we ever talking to a guide live?
Our next stop is stop number 7. This is for Hamley's Toy Store and Regent Street. Would anybody like stop number 7? No one coming down.
You're going again? That's good. And we're eating our Pret-a-Manger sandwiches.
Okay, so we're
going to
stop number
8. The tour guide has a friend. That's nice.
These buildings are really tall, you know.
Just absolute solid blocks of building, isn't it?
Yeah, the best ways to go up.
Yeah. Oh, and we've been past Sherlock Holmes' house.
Like I said, it didn't actually exist until they built it as the museum.
You like Sherlock Holmes, don't you?
Route, and they built this first, and by the time they had finished, they'd actually gone bankrupt. So the palace in Regent's Park never came to be, and they were just left with a street. It was turned into a shopping area to bring the people of Mayfair, which is the area to our right, over to the area of Soho, which is the area to our left.
Oh. Interesting.
The whole street is made of Portland stone, and a shop can do what they like to the premises inside, but they're not allowed to change the outside of the building. The whole of Regent Street was torn down in the early 1900s and rebuilt up to John Nash's same design but with more floors because of the invention of the lift, or elevator, depending on where you come from. If you look on top of the lamppost, you'll see there are little crowns on top of them. This isn't just because that is really cute. It is because this is part of the Queen's estate. The Queen owns all of this land, and all these shops pay rent to her. Now, it does go through the government first. The Queen's estate earns £38 million a year. But the Queen only ever sees £8 million of it. There's the chance that the Exchequer gets in there first. She also draws up something called the Civil List, where she puts some names of the royal family that allow to live off her money. Now, obviously, she puts Prince Philip on there. He gets around £400,000 a year. And then some of their children, such as Edward and Andrew, but not all of them. For instance, Prince Charles does not get any money from the Queen. He owns his own land down in the West Country, and all of the farmers down there rent land from him, pay him rent, and that's the money he uses to buy his golden-plated toilet seats.
Huh.
True story.
Oh,
I still
yeah.
think that's really cold in the morning.
Oh, yeah. It's quite heavy to lift up as well.
None of the Queen's grandchildren
that's solid gold.
Get any money. For instance, William and Harry both have their own jobs. They work for the military. And after Harry's over recent antics, he's probably cut off anyway.
Oh.
He's not cut off. We love him too.
Huh.
And next stop is stop number 8. Now this is for Piccadilly Circus. Don't get too excited. It's not even a circus. Don't know any lions or elephants here. Maybe some clowns, but it's normally at a weekend. Completely different story.
Yeah.
Circus is Latin for circle, so loosely translated, it's actually Piccadilly Roundabout. But we don't call it that because that sounds really boring, and nobody would want to go there. So, would anybody like stop number 8 for Piccadilly Roundabout? I thought I sold it really well. No one coming there. It is the start of Theatre Land, which boasts the highest concentration of theatres anywhere in the world. If you do get time while in London, do go and check out one of our shows. Shrek the musical is fantastic, especially if you've got kids. I went without children, but I still had a whale of a time. And also, Sweeney Todd is amazing. Not recommended from the 12s, there's quite a bit of swearing in there. That does finish on the 22nd of September, so if you do get time, do go and see it.
You are.
You do?
Yeah. What, like the people I saw last week at Canary Wharf?
Have a little pause.
Over on the right is the statue of Eros, made of aluminium, taken down during World War II so that it didn't get damaged. Legend has it, if you kiss your lover on the steps of Eros at midnight, your love will last forever.
Oh, wow.
Which is nice, but do bear in mind, forever is a very long time. Just in front of us is Leicester Square, has 3 cinemas where we've shown most of our UK premieres.
Oh, wow.
It's also where you'll find M&M World, which is just a very big shop where the Barcelonian is. And M&MP things such as underwear, pajamas, and luggage. Behind Leicester Square, you'll find Chinatown, lots of Chinese restaurants, and a few Chinese supermarkets. Now, this is Haymarket, named after the market where you're trying to buy your hay. Not anymore, there are lots of restaurants. Our next stop is stop number 9 for Haymarket, Leicester Square, Chinatown, and M&M World. Does anybody like stop number 9?
Got a lot.
Some people coming down?
A lot of stops. Good though.
M&M World, can't imagine.
M&M P3 World.
I think we should go to the Odeon.
No Pass Theatre World. Built by John Nash again.
No way.
Phantom has never been shown anywhere else from the West End. When the Queen sadly passes away, they'll rename Her Majesty's Theatre to His Majesty's Theatre because Charles will take the throne. And it'll change its name with every set of the month.
What? Join.
Pretty good.
Just down to the right is Tao Mao. Down there you'll find St. James's Palace, which is where the Queen Mother lived. Next to that, it's very concealed, but Clarence House is down there as well. That is where Prince Charles and Camilla lived when they were in London.
Nice. It's only a small house when they live in London.
What's that?
Boss's tyre.
Dropped off the curb, I think.
Thank you.
I heard a bus tire burst once outside our college. The bus had stopped at the bus stop, and the noise, it proper popped. It didn't just... It literally, the tyre exploded. It sounded like a little bomb had gone off, and the noise it made.
Now, the building just in front over to the right is Oceanic Pax. This is where White Star Line had their headquarters. And just over 100 years ago, people have been queuing up to get tickets for the Titanic.
No way. What, here?
Really
yeah,
it was
White Star Line.
Our next stop is stop number 10. This is 40 Trafalgar Square, the National Gallery, the National Portrait Gallery, and also all of our walking tours. Our next walking tour is an hour and a half. That is the Beatles Walk. That's over. So this is stop number 10, 40 Trafalgar Square, the National Gallery, the National Portrait Gallery. Would anybody like stop number 10? No one coming down.
It's been gone for at least 2, maybe 3 months.
Has it?
Yeah. It just hands
disappeared
one
day.
It's a
10 hour. National Gallery.
And that's your portrait.
National Gallery is a free admission.
Yeah, we found it, yeah. It's found it.
Some exhibitions do charge. And there is from 10 to 6 daily, apart from Fridays when they're both open until 9. Right. To Trafalgar Square. It is hosting the BT London Live Festival, which is for the Paralympics. We did have one for the Olympics up in my town. And you can try out some sports, you can watch the games on the really green of the evening. They have some music going on.
Okay.
Also get some friends.
Some what?
Trafalgar Square was built to commemorate the Battle of Trafalgar.
It's fish, aren't you? It's your fish sandwich, isn't it?
The part in front of the square is Nelson's Column. It's 145 foot high, because that is the same height as the mast of HMS Victory, which is Nelson's battleship. Nelson on top of the column is 17 foot high. It wasn't the same height as Nelson, because that would be ridiculous. The lions around the base of the column were designed by Edwin Landseer, and he didn't actually have a lion to hand. So he used his pet Labrador as a model and just made it look a bit more like a lion.
No way. What a slacker.
It was at the Battle of Trafalgar that Lord Horatio Nelson was actually killed. He was shot and lived just long enough to be told they'd actually won the battle. He's dying there, so thank God I did my duty. He's still considered one of the greatest naval officers of all time, even though he was blind in one eye, couldn't use one arm, couldn't swim very well, and got really bad seasickness. Apparently it's much harder to get into the Navy these days.
Yeah. So this is the sound of this live, BT live thing, over to the way there.
Just over on the right hand side, this roundabout is the geographical point of London, where all measurements to and from London are taken from. The statue in the middle of the roundabout is King Charles I, our only monarch to ever be beheaded. He's only 4'11", so I'm only 4'8". Now our next stop is stop number 11. This is for Whitehall and Charing Cross Station. It is kind of for the mall, but you can't actually walk all the way down the mall because of the Olympics. blue
roof. Oh, I think we're talking about changing guard now, aren't we?
They change every hour or so for normal temperature. So they're not the same soldiers all day because they probably finally only got off the roof. So they have to get very good. Our next stop is stop number 12. This is 4 Downing Street, Horse Guard Parade, Houses of Parliament, and Big Ben. Anyone like stop number 12?
No, we have been on the bus here.
There is
no
one.
Oh. Yeah?
How long have you been on?
I have no idea.
Because,
You still have vouchers?
Okay. Where do you like to go to?
Westminster.
Okay. Oh gosh, yeah, it is, yeah, yeah.
I just don't know where it's going to go. Is that a bit more?
Has anybody else got vouchers or do they need to?
Okay, I'll stop this now then.
Yeah, Ben's right. Ben's just said I'm developing a. Oh, thank you, Mr. Bagpipe Man. I'm developing a reputation. Yes, it is a reputation for a penchant or something for holding things at my audio, my microphone. Yeah. My iPhone video audio equipment, yes, over bodies of water. And this is the River Thames. We just missed the bloody bagpipe last time. It was the, yeah, I've put Scarborough. We just come off the tour bus. I didn't decide not to record loads, but it was all right, it was good. It's a 2.5 hour all the way around, so that would have been quite a...
This is a very good place to break the journey.
Yeah, yeah, it is. We're off now at... on Westminster Bridge, the boat just going over to my left, quite fast actually. The river is wide, it's always wider than you think it is. I mean, it must be, I don't know how wide the river is, someone will know, but I'm trying to think. I don't know, a quarter of a mile wide maybe. Yeah, I'm sure if you're in it, it would look. It would seem a lot more than it is. It is a fair width, and obviously down now I'm looking towards London Eye. Beautiful sunny day. Oh, behind me is behind us is Big Ben. And okay, we waited long enough. No, sorry. So if I'm standing facing the river, I'm looking at the London Eye to my right, and Big Ben's just diagonally back to my left. We're going to try and go to Fordham and Mason.
We're on the east side of Westminster Bridge.
Well, yeah, it looks like it. Well, the east side is the London Eye side, isn't it? I would have thought.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So we need to go behind. We need to go to our left, I would think.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't bother staying and listening to this bagpipe man, to be honest.
It's a bit morbid.
It is a bit.
It's funereal.
He's playing some right depressing stuff earlier on. When we came round last time,
but
if you want to see your tourists, I mean, if you want to know where anything is in London, don't ask any of these guys. They are like tourismo.com. So many tourists, it's unbelievable. It's always crowded, this bridge, every time I come here. It really is packed. There are thousands and thousands of people coming down. So yeah, so we're going to go and try and find Fortnum and Mason for afternoon tea, I believe. So we'll do that, and we'll talk to you in a minute. There's a big helicoptery thing going up there. I don't think anything's going on, but you never know. I'll speak to you in a minute. We are in Fortnum and Mason now, having afternoon tea. And I better be a little careful, but we're listening to someone playing the piano in the background. And this is Ben's idea, and again, it was a very good idea. We thought we'd, you know.
Did you fall into veto?
Not at all. I had no intention of vetoing his idea. So we've come from tour bus to where else did we go? Oh, that's not what we're getting here, really. So yeah, we've just been downstairs to get
one stuff on the end.
Yeah. That's right. Thank you. And to get chocolate from the chocolate counter.
And I've got some tea for my professor.
Oh, yes. Ben bought some Assam tea. I decided to forego that idea when I found out they didn't do instant. I'm such a brummy. But we'll let you have a little listen to the ambience of Fortnum and Mason. In fact, I might put some stereo into it. Once we get our afternoon tea things, high tea we're going for. a piano here. So I can carry on, I'll just put it on the bar. That's mine, thank you. Thanks very much. Will do. Thank you. Will do.
I'll put the milk in here.
Thank you.
Sugar is here.
Yep, thank you. We're very happy. That's good. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very
much. I think
so.
That's great. Thank you
You're
very
welcome.
Much. Thank you. Hey. Are we the little, are we the outside, inside out or what? Got little
outside. Outside.
I was going to say. Got a very small fork, you said. That'll be for my cake. Yeah, I get it. Just toast. Well, that's hard to play. Well, not, no, not for you. Or, yeah. I have my Welsh rarebit. What did you have, Ben? You okay? Oh, yeah. It's very small. Starbucks. Everyone should do this once in their life. I like the guy who serves the chocolates. I know. How did it go again? Yeah, that's, Oh, he's just had an amazing voice. I wish I'd have recorded him. And over here, I saw it out there. Enjoying Fortnum and Mason with us. This is not something that most of us do every day, so enjoy it with us for a little longer.
Would you like to do any of this sort of stuff, like playing for something like these people? Yeah.
Hello there. Everything is alright.
Yeah, we're good. Yeah.
Yeah. How's your tea? Do you like the tea?
Yes.
I'm just about to try.
Can you just remind me where you put my milk and
sugar? It's over. Sorry, Ben.
The milk is here. Let me put it in here. Here, sir. Yeah.
Okay.
And your sugar is here. Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
It's lovely. Having a block, so where do you have your, what do you have for tea? Cheese on toast. Yeah. We'll just have to have tea at the Ritz next time. Compare them. Jubilee tea. Hmm. I like the kettle plane actually.
May I clear now your plate?
Thank you, yeah.
Do you like the tea, sir?
Mm.
Just to let you know, you don't have to stick with that tea. You can change it, okay?
Okay.
So if you decided to try another one, I'm here to help and I'll put the menu for you.
Thank you very, very much. Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Scones in a stand. Scones and jams, okay?
Thank you.
Thank
you very much.
Thank you.
You're all right. Which I like my smoky tea. I think I'm sticking with this one. It's all about the tea, isn't it? Well, you would think. Careful, that's it. Oh, that is good. Yeah, oddly. I don't see another one. Yeah, got it. I don't see another one, so...